Emperor, The Field of Swords, Book 3. Written by Con Iggleden and read by Paul Blake.
Chapter 1. Julius stood by the open window, gazing out over Spanish hills. The setting sun splashed gold along a distant crest so that it seemed to hang in the air unsupported, a vein of light in the distance. Behind him, the murmur of conversation rose and fell without interrupting his thoughts. He could smell honeysuckle on the breeze, and the touch of it in his nostrils made his own rank sweat even more pungent as the delicate fragrance shifted in the air and was gone. It had been a long day. When he pressed a hand against his eyes, he could feel a surge of exhaustion rise in him like dark water. The voices in the campaign room mingled with the creak of chairs and the rustle of maps. How many hundreds of evenings had he spent on the upper floor of the fort with those men? The routine had become a comfort for them all at the end of the day, and even when there was nothing to discuss, they still gathered in the campaign rooms to drink and talk. It kept Rome alive in their minds, and at times they could almost forget that they had not seen their home for more than 4 years. At first, Julius had embraced the problems of the regions and hardly thought of Rome for months at a time. The days had flown as he rose and slept with the sun, and the tenth made towns in the wilderness. On the coast, Valentia had been transformed with lime and wood and paint until it was almost a new city veneered over the old. They had laid roads to chain the land and bridges that opened the wild hills to settlers. Julius had worked with a frenetic, twitching energy in those first years, using exhaustion like a drug to force away his memories. Then he would sleep, and Cornelia would come to him. Those were the nights when he would leave his sweat-soaked bed and ride out to the watchposts, appearing out of the darkness, unannounced, until the tenth were as nervous and tired as he was himself. As if to mock his indifference, his engineers had found gold in 2 new seams, richer than any they had known before. The yellow metal had its own allure, and when Julius had seen the first haul spilled out of a cloth onto his desk, he'd looked at it with hatred for what it represented. He had come to Spain with nothing, but the ground gave up its secrets, and with the wealth came the tug of the old city and the life he had almost forgotten. He sighed at the thought. Spain was such a treasure house, it would be difficult to leave her, but part of him knew he could not lose himself there for much longer. Life was too precious to be wasted, and too short. The room was warm with the press of bodies. The maps of the new mines were stretched out on low tables held by weights. Julius could hear Rennius arguing with Brutus, and the low cadence of Domitius chuckling. Only the giant Ciro was silent. Yet even those who spoke were marking time until Julius joined them. They were good men. Each one of them had stood with him against enemies and through grief, and there were times when Julius could imagine how it might have been to cross the world with them. They were men to walk a finer path than to be forgotten in Spain, and Julius could not bear the sympathy he saw in their eyes. He knew he deserved only contempt for having brought them to that place, and buried himself in petty work. If Cornelia had lived, he would have taken her with him to Spain. It would have been a new start, far away from the intrigues of the city. He bowed his head as the evening breeze touched his face. It was an old pain, and there were whole days when he did not think of her. Then the guilt would surface, and the dreams would be terrible, as if in punishment for the lapse. "Julius, the guard is at the door for you," Brutus said, touching him on the shoulder. Julius nodded and turned back to the men in the room, his eyes seeking out the stranger amongst them. The legionary looked nervous as he glanced around at the map-laden tables and the jugs of wine, clearly awed by the people within. "Well?" Julius said.